7 years ago, the state pulled funding for family drug courts, including Louisville's. This court was for parents who had social services take their children away because of neglect or abuse as a result of addiction. Instead of going through the process of gaining custody without many supports, the family drug court sent mom and dads through an intensive year-long program that included drug rehabilitation, weekly drug testing, and eventually job training, all with a caseworker to guide them through. Since then, heroin and prescription opiate use has grown in Kentucky. A state social worker testified last year that there are more children in foster care systems because of this epidemic. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports that a group is drumming up donations to bring that family drug court back, without state or federal funding.
In 2003, Yolanda Coleman wasn't in a great place. Despite kicking her drug habit in the past, she had relapsed and started using crack cocaine again. And her 7-year-old son wasn't happy with his mom. Coleman had stopped helping her son with his homework, and mornings were especially tense because she stayed up all night using drugs.
I think you kind of act out in school, and so I was getting calls from the school and going to the school, and I believe probably just telling one of the counselors that I had relapsed, and I don't know who turned me in with CPS, but, you know, it was the intervention.
After that, Coleman was given the option to go to family drug court, a voluntary program that meant she was assigned a court-appointed caseworker to guide her through the next year. She entered a drug treatment center on June 11, 2003, the day she calls the start of her second life. Now 56, Coleman works in social services herself, helping public housing residents with job training and home ownership. She's rebuilt her life and her relationship with her children.
Probably would have died or else ended up in prison. Probably had a lot of some more angry people out here. My son probably would have been, you know, angry, my daughter.
Coleman is an example of what Kentucky's family drug court once did for parents who had substance abuse issues. The program is designed to provide more support to parents who have lost their children because of addiction, making sure they complete the required treatment and court appearances to help them regain custody. Caseworkers also bought the group winter coats, took them on walks, and to a restaurant to relearn basic skills. In the past, the family drug court got mixed results. A 2005 evaluation by the University of Kentucky found retention rates in the program weren't high. Only 1/5 of people going through the family drug court had graduated, although almost all of those people had been reunited with their kids. But there were other signs of success, too. Almost 90% of the graduates were holding down jobs 6 months after graduation, compared with a baseline of 30%. Family court judge Denise Brown will be adding family drug court cases to her docket when the new privately funded program starts back up next year. She says in the past, people might not have chosen this voluntary option or stayed in the program because of fear of jail time. That was the common penalty for failing a weekly drug test or not showing up to work.
There's no punitive aspects to it, which was a little bit of a barrier. Parents didn't volunteer to be in the program because there was a possibility that they could, you know, have to go to jail.
Jail time won't be used in this new family drug court. Instead, if a participant fails a drug test, judges will use penalties like increased treatment or community service. Jane Enke is the past president of the National Council of Jewish Women and lives in Louisville. She's the one spearheading fundraising efforts to bring the court back, with one big change. Emke and others are pushing for what they call a rapid response.
The sad thing is they'll have one of these people come into the court and they'll set a court date for like 2 weeks hence, and the person is overdosed. They've died before they can even make their court date. And we want to intervene right when they first come to the attention because of neglect of their children.
Through fundraisers, the group has raised enough to support 2 years of the court and hopes to get enough for a third year. The money will primarily go toward paying for 2 caseworkers who will manage up to 15 cases at a time, which means that there will be 30 spots for parents each year. For family drug court graduate Yolanda Coleman, her success in the program and subsequent sobriety has paid off. She tears up thinking back to how the program changed her relationship with her mom.
I had an old tempo, and it broke down on me when I was taking a client to treatment. And we went out that day, and my mother co-signed for me a car. Well, she didn't co-sign. She bought the car because I didn't have any credit. And wasn't nobody believing in me like that, you know? Whew. That's a lot of money. to believe in me to say, you know, it's going to get taken care of.
And now Coleman is paying it forward. Last month, she helped her 17-year-old daughter buy a car to get to school and work. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.